Okay. I think we're ready. Yain Lemurius. Now, I'm using this Gemara tonight because it's pretty good. I am very impressed with this. This is, again, the Stipler's son, who has a nice running interpretation of the Gemara. And frankly, he makes Yushalmi easy, to be honest with you, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing, considering how hard Yushalmi can be. So I'm going to read out of this, and there are a few changes in Girsa, which are essentially essential. So you'll see them as we go along. Yain Lemurius v'yain la'lontis. Everybody see it now? You take wine from Murius. Now, Murius is you're putting the wine into fish brine. This is in the old days. This is a delicacy, you know, like kind of like herring and wine sauce. And they used to put the wine into the fish brine in order to make it taste better. Behind La Lontis, they used to put wine also into some sort of oil, and this is some sort of medicinal dish. So this wine, the question is whether you have to put to take mysis off it. If you don't know if mysis was taken off previously, i.e. if it's in a state of demai, where it's questionable whether the mysis had been taken off or not already or not. Kidneys, also a third case, kidneys are legumes, also tchinin, to make some sort of dish which includes the legumes and other substances as well. Chayomim bin Mai. Certainly, if you are unsure if the mitzvahs were taken off or not, you must take off the mai. Vein tzarech lomer goes without saying, bivadai, that if you know they weren't mitzvah, of course you have to take mitzvah off. Hey, natzmam. However, if you bought ready-made murios, in other words, you bought the ready-made, you know, vita, herring bits, and fish soy, and wine sauce, right? If you like that kind of stuff, or you bought the alontis ready-made, or you bought the tchinin ready-made, then p'turim min admai. They're p'turim min admai. Now, I was going to explain in a little bit of greater detail, but let's explain the principle before. Why is that? Because once it's in the alontis, or in the murias, it's already bottle. It's not bottle completely. Obviously, it does give a taste, but it's considered to be no longer so significant, and therefore, it doesn't require Meiser at that. If it's demai, if it's questionable whether it was Meiser, so Chachamim were additionally lenient and said you don't have to worry about it, just forget about it. Is that clear? As far as clear, the idea is clear. So Mano Kayamin says, well, who are you going like? Ink Rebbe, if we're going like Rebbe. Now Rebbe is not mentioned here. I'll tell you what he says in a second. If we're going like Rebbe, I feel a bit Mayu Chayamin, then this should be Chayav even in demai. They should be exempt even from Vadai. Now, it's a very interesting, again, the Ushami doesn't bring down what Rabbi Shimon's machlokus is. However, it's brought down here in the Mefarshim that there's a question about when you put wine into Murios and the wine was Truma wine. Okay? Now, Rebbe says you're allowed to do that. Right? The we're allowed to put Truma wine into Murios. Why? Because it gives it a taste. So it gives it a good taste, so therefore it's not considered to be a loss of the wine. And let me explain that a little bit more. Truma, obviously you're not allowed to cause a loss to Truma. It's quasi-holy. It has to be safeguarded and preserved. It has to be eaten by a Kohen. So therefore, if something is Truma, you can't really put it into Murios. You can't put it somewhere. You couldn't put it into garbage. You couldn't pour it into something reprehensible. However, Rebbe holds Murios is not reprehensible. So since it's not reprehensible, you're allowed to pour Truma into it, right? Is it the wine of Truma, which is added onto it, now is not reprehensible, but it adds taste to it. It's not considered to be a loss of the Truma. Okay, that's Rebbe's part.
Does that whole mixture goes to the coin?
Yeah, the whole mixture goes to the coin. Rebbe Shimon says no, you're not allowed to pour it into Murios because that's considered to be a loss for the wine. It's going down a notch. Wine in brine is no longer the same fine wine that he would have served independently. So therefore, that's forbidden. Now, concerning what you said a minute ago, the Rebbe, of course, holds that therefore, as a result, the wine of Truma in the brine is?
Truma.
Must eaten by a Kohen. But according to Rebbe Shimon, what would be the halacha? If you did it, you're not allowed to do it, but if you did it, the flip side of it is that even a czar, even a non-Kohen, could eat it because it's lost its full status as truma. It doesn't no longer has the same status.
But a nazir couldn't eat it even according to Rav Elazar.
No, no. That's an interesting point. But a nazir probably would not be able to eat it because it still has a shame of wine, but lost its significance as truma, very probably. I can't tell you for sure, but that's a good assumption. So it says the Gemara again. Who are you going to like? Ink Rebbe, I feel with my Yuchem. If it's like Rebbe, so it still retains its status as wine when it's in the brine. So therefore, you should have to take off Mises, even if it's only Dmai. Ink Rebbe, Lezer Bershim, Zgoyle Rebbe, Lezer Bershim. I feel Bevada Yom Peturin. Even if it's definitely not Miser yet, you shouldn't have to take off any Miser in it. Why? Because once it's in the brine, it doesn't have a name of wine anymore. It's brine, and of course, fish brine is not Chayv in anything, right? So says the Gemara, Ella Karebi. So we says the Gemara, you know what? It's really going like Rebbe. Hi, according to Rebbe, it's still considered to be wine. Shaftek of Meister, if you're not sure if that was tithe previously. So says Gemara, and I'm mean Bekalin. We say that this is one of the kulos which they are made by Dmai. In other words, despite the fact that hypothetically speaking it's still wine, we know by Dmai they were lenient because there's a principle that most Amoratsim, the most ignorant people, did take off Trumas and Meisers. A minority did not tithe their produce. So since we're here, the whole concept of Dmai is a Chumrah, where the majority is not to be questioned, so then they were makel in certain cases. One of the cases they were lenient in was this case where we put wine into the Murias, okay? No, it's not the same thing as Bato Vashishim here. It's even less. So long as the wine is not, independent. Right, it's a kula of the mai. It's a special kula. Okay, you can't recognize as being distinct. Yain bekilur, yain lekilur. You put wine into kilur. Kilur is a eye ointment, right? Kilur in lainaim is something which clarifies the eye, makes the eye better.
Kilurium probably comes from that word.
It's probably
valerium as an eye drop.
Yeah, obviously it's a Greek word which shares a common base. That's right. So that's kilurium, right? Kilarium?
Kilarium, yeah.
Kilarium, okay. Yain lekilur, kemach lasosa melugma, or if you take that's the wine, or if you take flour to make from it a bandage. The melugma is a kind of bandage. So in these cases, chayovin bivada. If you know for sure that the wine was not meiser or the grain was not meiser, then you have to take a meiser. However, and here there's a gears to change. Upturim mi bidmai. They're exempt from my. Does anybody here else have the word upturim? Okay, so it's supposed to be the Tosef to change the gear that has different gears. So they're exempt from my. In other words, Chazal said, if you're going to use it, if it's vadai, if it's definitely not tight, those are tightened. But if it was, if it's being, if it's demai, so there's another kula by demai. Says the Gemara, hey Natsman, what if you actually bought from a pharmacist kilurin, kilurium, right? Made of this, now it has wine in it, but you're buying the ready-made product. Or you're buying ready-made melugma, ready-made bandages, right? In that case, so says, well, if you buy them themselves, hey, not so p'turim minavadai. That even if they're definitely not tithed, since at the time you bought them, they're ready, not edible substances, but rather they are for a topical use only. So therefore, since that is the case, they are exempt even from vadai, right? Says the Gemara, Hocho atamar p'turim min avadai, v'ochlamar p'turim min avadai. Here, so we have a kasha. In one case, you said that it's exempt from vadai. In other words, in the case of the kilur, when you buy it ready as a kilur, you're exempt even from vadai. Yet before, by the brine, we said that the brine, if it's vada, you do have to take off Trumas and Maizos. We said the only time you don't have to take off Trumas and Maizos is if it's Demai. But if you're not sure, but if you're definitely sure that it wasn't tight previously, so you do have to take off the tights now. So what's the difference? What's the
difference is one is edible and the other
that's exactly my answers. Says more, Khan here, Al Gav Gufo Hubatel. Here, when it's agav guf, it's a funny language, but what it means is agav guf batel means that you're ingested into your body. Not agav usually means topical, on top of it. Here it means it's ingested. Since you're eating the murios, they're more machmir. Agav gufo batel, I guess, means when it gets inside your body, that's when it dissipates or when it's absorbed. And here, however, on the other hand, by the kilur, so once it's made into kilur, it no longer has the shame of being an edible substance anymore. So essentially, your answer in a funny way of putting it. Ask the Gemara about tiny kilur shavadazara sabana. Wait a minute, how can you say that once it's kilur, it's exempt even from vadai trumasum maisris? We see that we kilur made from wine of avodazara, from yain nesser, it's forbidden in all. So we see that we're very machmir by, but even though it's kilurin, even though it's for topical use only, it says more shiny here. Avodazara is different. The chesiv it says lo yidbak biyadcha meuma min acherem. Says nothing from the repulsive nature of avodazara should stick to your hand. In other words, they were much more stringent about what we accept, and there we don't even accept kilurin ready made from wine of avodazara. Says the Gemara, "Abinon l'shmorim shalakum." What's the difference between this and shmorim shalakum? Shmorim are dregs, right? Dregs of wine, which I'm not sure we use. Maybe it's also used for medicinal purposes. But in any event, says the Gemara, "What's the difference between this and shmorim shalakum? Ilu shmorim shalakum." Shema Eina Nasurim Bano, aren't Shmorim of Avodah Zorah or Osir Bano as well? Says, well, no. The truth is, and here again is the gears of change, time will learn Shmorim Shiovshu Ein Ben Mishum Anoes Avodah Zorah. Shmorim, they're dregs, there is no problem of Anoes Avodah Zorah. Where's the problem of Anoes Avodah Zorah? Only by a case of the wine itself. In other words, by the Kilurim, they mixed in wine. So wine is much more chumra. That's what actually is libated to the Avodah Zarah. That's where machmir, special chumra. But the shmarim, you should know, says the Gemara, by the dregs of the wine, which is not suitable for libation purposes. In that case, dregs of Avodah Zarah wine are permitted with anah, special kula. Okay?
I wouldn't have expected that answer.
That it's mutter by anah?
Yeah. Because Avodah Zarah is treated so uniquely throughout the Gemara, that anything related to Avodah Zarah seems to be Asur. I mean, even the Machshava of Avodah Zarah is Asur. Ad Kedei Kach. So it's an unusual
Asur.
Not permitted?
Yeah. Yeah, Asur. But Asur. Well, in Yiddish, it's Asur.
Asur.
Yeah. We use the Yiddishism when we speak.
Right.
We're not grammatically correct always.
For sure.
Yeah. And so, in any event, I, what can I tell you? It's a brisa. The Gemara is surprised by this as well, right? But the Gemara is really, the Gemara ends the sugi here, but the Gemara it's almost as if the Gemara is ending with a question. There is no reconciliation here, right? The Gemara is saying, the whole thing should be awesome, but we do find a brisa which says, the Shmar Mishavshu, Ein Ben Mishum Anoyas Avodah
Zarah. For sure, by Nazir. The dregs are not allowed.
The dregs are also, but because there it's different, because there the Torah asked even the pits and seeds. The pits and the skins. So there's a special Xeris Okosov over there. That would not apply to Avodah Zarah. Okay, that's be something which is suitable for libating by Avodah Zarah. Okay? Varaya, grapes of Avodah Zarah are permitted. Right? I don't mean grapes, but grapes which a goy came into contact with are permitted. Right? It's only wine, right? Whereas by Nazir, he's not even allowed to eat grapes. Okay? Miksiv lahalan. Does it say gaziv or kaziv in your Gemara?
Gaziv.
Well, it's kaziv, right? Miksiv lahalan potter min admai. It says north of gaziv is exempt from demai because north of gaziv is not Eretz Yisrael anymore. Gaziv atzma ma'ahi. What's the status of gaziv itself? Tani, we learn gaziv atzma p'turim min admai. Gaziv itself is exempt from demai as well. Do you have the place? Says the Gemara, halokech min hachameres. So it's like chutzlart. Halokech min hachameres b'tzor. Now here we have a bunch of strange halachas. Halokech min hachameres, just the Gemara itself is going to leave them schwer. But that's life. Halokech min hachameres, if you buy from donkey drivers, from caravans, in tzor, in Tyre, uminam guras, or from stockpiles, in Sidon. Now, Tyre is more northerly, You know that for a fact?
Oh, which is more northerly?
Tyre is more northerly than Sidon. Tyre is more northerly. Take it on faith. Okay, I didn't look at a map before saying this over, but Tyre is more northerly than Sidon. So in Tsor, only if you have donkey drivers who came there, so I'd say they might be bringing fruit from Eretz Yisrael, right? Because they didn't stockpile it, because it came from too far away. So maybe it came from time to time, but generally stockpiles do not have fruit from Eretz Yisrael, unless that day there came a donkey driver. In Sidon, even the stockpiles were stockpiled from Eretz Yisrael, because it was close enough that they came on a very regular basis, okay? So if you buy Mina Chameres Bitzor, it's Chayef. Mina Maguras Bitzidon Chayef, right? Now, ask more a funny thing, because it sounds like the other way around, Mina Maguras Bitzor, Mina Chamor, and Bitzidon Potter. It means that if you buy from a stockpile in Tsor, that it's exempt. Well, okay, that might be, because that means that, you know, if it's stockpile, they probably didn't stockpile stuff from came so far away from Eretz Yisrael. But it sounds like, Mina Chamorim Betzidam Potter, the dump you buy from donkey drivers in Sidon, then you're exempted. That doesn't make any sense. After all, the donkey drivers have to go through Tyre to get through Sidon to get to Tsor, right? So if that's the case, you should certainly be chayav. If you buy it from a donkey driver, the Gemara doesn't answer. Just leaves it up in the air. Says Gemara, Avafi, and here's a Gersa change again from the Gra, Vafil mechamare chidi b'tzor. That which when you buy from a donkey driver in Tzor, it's not just if there's a caravan, but when you buy from a single donkey driver, that already makes you chayiv in trumas in Demai. Okay, chamesh nichlas b'tzor derek ziv. Here the Gemara points out another paradox. You have a chameres, a donkey caravan, which came to Tsor, right? Went to Tsor, derech ziv, via ziv, asi chame. Listen to this. Ilu om de lo b'gziv petura. If it stood in staying ziv, it would have been exempt. Because halachas kziv is exempt from trumas umaisus, right? From demai. So therefore, I had that donkey. There's no special halacha ever brought down that a caravan which stops in Kziv, you have to give trumas umaisus from, right? For demai from. Yet if that same caravan goes up to Tsor, then in Tsor it becomes chayiv in trumas umaisus.
Even though it's further north.
So there's another one of these paradoxes, right? Then in Kziv itself, you wouldn't have to be choshesh, right? But in Tsor, you have to be choshesh. So the truth is, although these seem like paradoxes, they're not preposterous. A lot of this has to do with the trade, prevalent commerce and trade conditions. So it is possible that there were no donkey caravans in Kziv, generally speaking, which brought fruit from the other parts of Eretz Yisrael. But there could have been a very thriving export business going all the way up to Tsor. So therefore, although these seem like paradoxes, they're not necessarily paradoxes. You understand what I'm saying?
Do we know where Kziv is now?
Yeah, it's sort of the place in Israel. Achziv. It does exist. It's there. South of Rosh HaNikra. It's not south of the current border. Okay? Says more further. Om Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, B'shoah she'gozer admai, When they made a gzera on demai, lo goza advar meila. They didn't make gzera on these things. Now these things going back to Mishnah. The Mishnah said if you take challah from you're a kohen, you get challah from an amoritz. Even though the challah should be chayiv in demai, because the amoritz didn't take off true the meiser from his grain. Nonetheless, Chazal, according to Rabbi Yochanan, didn't make a gzera on challah, which you got from an Amoritz, or certain other things that you got from Amoritz as well. Rabbi Yeshua Amoritz, different. Rabbi Yeshua says, you know what? In our mission, it's not because Chachamim didn't make a gzera, but rather, Amos Kochim Olov. The Amoritz is afraid of Kochim, and therefore, he doesn't give the Kohen, Ve'eno Noisen LeKohen, Dover Shem Mesukah. He's afraid to give the Kohen something which is not proper. This is a special Yerushalayim, which an Amoritz has, not to do something improper when it has to do with giving the Kohen. So a heebie-jeebie type of thing. He's afraid to get involved with magical, mystical stuff. Okay? So if he gives a Kohen, so he gives something a Kohen, which is okay. Chesed Mor V'chalos Amoritz. Okay. That's why about Chalav and Amoritz. Al daiti Rabbi Yehoshua, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, specifically chalas amartim as nisa. Specifically, the amartim itself took of chala. Let's say you are a Talmud Chacham, a reliable person, and you bought dough from the Amoritz, dough from which challah has not even been taken off, and you took off challah on it. Lo al daited Rabbi, lo al daited Rabbi Yochan, he had do. Then wouldn't you say, according to Rabbi Yochan, it's the same thing? According to Rabbi Yochan, there's no gzera on challah. You don't have to take off tamay from challah. So it doesn't matter who took off the challah, the Amoritz or the Talmud Chacham. There's no din of Kohen doesn't have to take off tamay and challah. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, no. It's specifically when the Amoritz took off challah. Because I say the Amoritz is afraid not to give you properly tight challah. But where it's a case where the you get from an Amoritz dough, and you a chaver take maizrus off to take a challah off that dough is still chayv in d'may. No? According to Rabbi Yehoshua, it's a specific din in the challah of an Amoritz. And Amoritz is not going to mess up a Kohen. Okay, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's an assumption. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's much more simplistic thing. Chazal weren't goyzer on challah altogether for whatever reason. It's not germane. They weren't goyzer. They have to be suspect mai in challah, right? So the nafkamina, what's the difference between the two opinions? Nafkamina is a case where not the Amoritz himself took up challah, but rather an Amoritz had a dough. And he gave the dough to a chaver, and the chaver took off challah. So like Rabbi Yochanan, there was no gzera on challah. You never have to take the mai off of challah, regardless of who actually made the challah, whether it be the Amoritz or Talmud Chacham. Like Rabbi Yoshia, so I say, no, it's specifically a din of the challah of an Amoritz, that if he is giving you challah, we assume he took off Trumas and Maisis properly. But if then a chaver took dough from the Amoritz, and obviously at that point the Amoritz did not suspect that it would ever become challah, so in that case when the chaver takes off challah later on, he's going to have to take the mai off that challah. Okay? Similarly, a similar case, v'ameduma. If truma gets mixed in with regular grain, and there's not enough to be a regular grain to cancel the truma, so you have to give it to a kohen.
What does it mean to cancel?
Well, you need 100 chulin. If 100 parts of regular food and one part of truma falls into it, so the truma is considered to be nullified by the regular grain. But let's say there's less. So in that case, you have to give it to a kohen to eat. The kohen gets the whole mixture. Okay, a regular guy can't eat it. 100 to 1 is the ratio, right? Proportion. So this case, you have, let's say, one part of truma in 50 parts of regular stuff. So you have to give it to koi. Koi Rabbi Yoshua, repairs Amoritz imas nisa. That's story about where the Amoritz gave that meduma to a kohen, so then the kohen doesn't have to take off truma semaisus of demai. Av a chaver shloga pairs me amoret, but if a chaver bought fruit from amoret, and on his watch, in his jurisdiction, need moot them, some truma got mixed in. Lo al daitid Rabbi Yochanan, he ado. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's the same thing because it's again, Rabban weren't guys that you have to take Trumas and Mitzvahs off of Meduma, regardless of where it became Meduma. In the hands of Amoritz, in the hands of the Chaver. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's specifically because Amoritz is afraid to make a misstep with stuff which became Kadosh in his jurisdiction. And therefore, it's only Meduma which occurred by an Amoritz. Meduma which occurred after it left the Amoritz's possession. And that, whoever gets that Meduma, the Kohen, has to take off Trumas and Maisus, has to take off Maisus because of Demai. Okay? Says the Gemara, again, I stopped at the middle of the line. No, I didn't. My Navi bin Binyon. What is the Navi Binyon mean? What's the Navi Binyon? What's the difference between the opinions? But here we want to know the difference between the opinions in which Rabbi Yochanan will be Machmir and Rabbi Yeshua will be Mekel. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you a difference. I'll tell you a case. Says the Gemara, Sa'ah Oleh Mitoch Me'o. The halacha is where you do have enough to cancel. You have a proportion which can cancel. In other words, it's 100-1, right? And you can cancel the truma. There's a din to rabbanan that nonetheless you have to give a measure to the kohanim. Why? So the kohanim don't lose. Otherwise, they would have lost this measure. So you give a measure to the kohanim. So that's only a din to rabbanan. It's a rabbinic enactment. It's not the raisa. So in that case, says the Gemara, Al-Daiti Rabbi Yochanan Chayev, Kor Rabbi Yochanan, it's Chayev, because it's not bona fide Truma, right? It's not in, doesn't fall under the parameters of something which Chazal said, it's exempt from Truma Sumaisris. It's exempt from the Mai, because it's not bona fide Truma. It's only a Din Rabbanan to cover the loss of the Kohen. But however, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Al-Daita Rabbi Yeshua Petura, it's exempt, because according to Rabbi Yeshua, anytime he gives stuff to the Kohen, he's afraid of heebie-jeebies. So therefore, he's got to take, he's not going to give him anything which is demai, he's going to make sure that it's Mesukar. So this is a case in which Rabbi Yeshua will actually be making Rabbi Yochum will be machri. Okay? Says the Moratani, we learned, the Kulan Shekaru Shem L'Trumas Maiser, it says, if the Amoritz gave a name to the Trumas Meiser the person who got the stuff, you the Kohen got challah from an Amoritz. You didn't know the halacha. You thought you had to take off the mai. You didn't know you were exempt. So you took off the mai. What does the mai consist of? You took off Trumas Meiser. It took off Meiser Sheni. So says this Brisa, even though you were exempt from doing it, the Kulach Garshem Trumas Meiser Meiser Sheni Shalem, you took Trumas Meiser and Meiser Sheni, Masha also Asui. It's valid. That which you took off is valid Trumas Meiser, is valid Meiser Sheni. Says the Gemara, David, you gave that a Mishnais. Yehuda, which Mishnais did you want? Which Mishnais did you want? Which Mishnais did you want? All right. Never thanks. Okay, says the Gemara, I'll die to the again. In this case, so Al-Daiti Rabbi Yochanan Nicha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, I understand that, because Rabbi Yochanan just said Chazal weren't geyser, they didn't make you do it, but if you did it, you did it. Al-Daiti Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, how can this be a valid act at all? Misukanin. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we hold the Amoritz before he gave the stuff to Kohen, he actually took off the Trumas Meiser and Meiser Sheni. So to take him off again, it's an empty gesture. It's a meaningless act. It can't be valid in any way, shape, or form. Vata Marta, and you're going to say that it has any validity to it? Says the Gemara.
Something's already Meiser is taken from something and you do it again?
It's meaningless. It's null and void gesture.
Did you say it's an endowment to the coin?
No.
Yeah,
there's no such thing. That's a gift. You have to give his gift, but you're assuming it's Trumas Meiser or Meiser Sheni with all the halachos. It's not. You have to call a spade. It's not Trumas Meiser. It's not Meiser Sheni. So says the Gemara. So Mivnei Sheni Masak. Says the Gemara, a very interesting answer. Says the Gemara, you know what? Even called Rabbi Yoshi, it's good. Mivnei Echot Sheni Masakin. Because there's always one Amoritz who doesn't fix it up. Shane Amos Kochim Elov, who's not afraid of Kochim whatsoever. This is a very interesting concept, because if you think, Demai was made because of a mute of Amoratim who aren't Meiser. says Rabbi Yeshua, but when it comes to Hekdesh, I mean, not Hekdesh, Truma, right, giving Truma or Chalot to Kohen, more Amoratzim Meiser. Let's give numbers. Normally 70% of Amoratzim Meiser. For the other 30%, we made Xera. And it comes to Truma, so it comes to something which is going to be Truma or Chalot, so 90% of Amoratzim take off Maestros. So we weren't greater to make the Mai in that case. But still, if you did, if the Kohen did take off the Mai, since there are 10% who don't even take off Trumas and Maestros in that case, so that's why if you did it, it takes effect. Okay? So says Gemara further, Tani, we learned, the Kulam Shekar Hashem. We learned the Bryce which says this explicitly. The Kulan Shakar Shame Latrumas Maisel Maisel Shange Lamb. Any time they are Kohen set aside Trumas Maisel Maisel Shani from the stuff he got from Namoritz, Masha also see that which he did. It takes effect. Because somewhere there's somebody who's not doing the right thing. Okay, new issue. Raibun Barachia Boy Kumi Rabbi Zira. Raibun Barachia asked in front of Rabbi Zira. Adka Kadumi Kesef Show Meiser. Now here there's a gears to change again the Gra. Ad Kadumi Kesef Show Meiser Shell Vadai. Okay, it says by Yudmai, right? So he says it's supposed to be Vadai. So this is talking about something which you bought with money, something which is bought with money of Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. You don't have to take off the Mai. If you bought stuff with money of Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, you don't have to take off the Mai. In other words, you bought from an Amoritz, so you don't have to take off Meiser Sheni. You bought stuff from an Amoritz in Yerushalayim, you don't have to take off Meiser Sheni, Meiser of the Mai. So that's only if you bought, maybe that's only if you bought with your Meiser money, which is Vade Meiser money. Afilu bit my. What about if you bought with my? It sounds is that the same thing? We give you that also cool, that cool as well. But then you bought the starfish line from Mars with Meiser Sheni money of the Mai. Also the same law applies. Only you bought the stuff from the Amoritz in Yerushalayim with Meiser Sheni money of Vadai. The Gemara never resolves the issue. Gemara goes on to the next question. Tani, okay, new issue. The Kulan Shakara Shem Latrumas Meiser or the Meiser Sheni Shalem. And all the cases when you determined a name for the Trumas Meiser or the Meiser Sheni, Masha also Asui. That's what we just saw before. In other words, even though you're an exempt, if you did it anyway, it takes effect, right? According to Rabbi Yeshua, because there's some stinker somewhere who doesn't do it properly, right? So, says the Gemara, Masha Asui, you know, not really a louse. Not just an Amoritz. It's somebody somewhere who's really a lousy, really a low life, a rotten person, and that person doesn't take off even from the stuff which is going to a Kohen. So because of him, if you took off the Trumas Meiser or Meiser Sheni from the Chala, from the Meduma, from the Lakuch because of Meiser Sheni, it does take effect. Okay, now, since that's the case, the Gemara qualifies. Rabbi Lezer Marchutz Mishari Menachos. This is true about any substance except for the leftover mincha. If Amoritz brings a mincha to the Beis Hamikdash, you're afraid it might be the Mai, right? Right, that's what the Rabbi Lezer is saying. Rabbi Lezer is saying, there, the heebie-jeebie theory is so, the heebie-jeebies, there's so many heebie-jeebies that for sure he took off his maises from the Mai. So in that case, we're definitely not going to be able to suspect that he left anything, that he left anything. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyahu says, Hashar b'machlokas. Even the rest of the stuff is a machlokas. In other words, don't think that everybody agrees that Masha also asli, that if you did it, it's okay. No. Many people disagree. They hold even by the EBGB factor is high enough by all the other substances, by Truma, by Chala, by all that, that Lamaisa, the Amoritz for sure takes off Maestris, and there's no Dmai factor by them at all. Rabbi Yossi, boy, I do machlokas. Rabbi Yossi asked, what machlokas are referring to? Hi, do, which is this machlokas. Manokayam, what are we talking about? Ik Rabbi Meir, ever going like Rabbi Meir. So I think this is really the answer already. This is the machlokas. Ik Rabbi Meir, he might be Shari Menachos. Loss of Loklu. Like Rabbi Meir, Meir holds Meister Shani's Momon Gavor. Meir holds a Meister Shani. That which is acquired with Meister Shani is like Hektish. That's his halacha. He holds, if you buy stuff with Meister Shani money, you can't marry a woman with it. Because it's not your substance. So according to him, there'd be a machlokas even by Lekuch because of Meister Shani. And since it's like Hektish, so therefore if you got it from, you got the stuff from an Amoret, so then in that case it would not, if you took off nonetheless Shumus and Meisters, it wouldn't be a valid transaction at all. He Meister Shari Menachos Lo Sof Lo Klum. Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Meister Shani money is your money and can marry a woman with it, so therefore according to him it's not the same thing. Rather, it's not the same thing as Shor Menachos. And there, if you have to take off Trumas and Meisters from Lekuach with Meister Shani, so Masha also it is a valid transaction. Amar Rabbi Mona, Rabbi Mona said, Azlis Lekate Sorin. I went up to Kate Sorin to Caesarea. Shemas Rabbi Chizke, Yosef, and Masne, and I heard Rabbi Chizke sitting and learning over. Hamakadish Bechoko Bekochi Kochi Mekoin. He marries a woman with the portion which he got from a chatos, which is kachim, portion he got to eat. Oh, bikachim kali, or anybody, even a Yisro gets a portion in shlomim, which are kachim kali, ain't a mekudeshes. It's not a val kiddusha. Rabbi Lozimer Divrei HaKol. Rabbi Lozimer says this it's not a Val Kiddusha, because obviously the korban is considered to belong to God, not to this owner. This is a universal principle. Rabbi Yochum Arbe Machlokas. Rabbi Yochum says Machlokas. It's a matter of dispute. Vamri Slain, I said, Mancha, my Rabbi Hamil saw. Who did my master hear this machlokas? From Marlene, he said to me, mean Rabbi Yirmiyah. I heard it from Rabbi Yirmiyah. And I said, Vamaris, and I myself said, Yos, good answer. Rabbi Yirmiyah, that it was Rabbi Yirmiyah. To Shama Hada, because Rabbi Yirmiyah himself heard at the few lines before that Rabbi Eliezer said, that Hadad Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer said, Divrei HaKol, that Shor Menachos, if you take Trumas and Meisar of that, we don't say Mashal, so that in and of itself, Hadad Rabbi Lezer, Divrei HaKol, Dushan Hadad Rabbi Lezer, Divrei HaKol, Da'amar Machlokas, and that he himself said that that's a Machlokas, it's not a simple thing, okay? That others disagree even about the other things. Now, Rabbi Yossi Delo Shmiale Tzrichale. Rabbi Yossi, who did not hear who the arguing parties were in this case, Tzrichale, he asked a question. Tzrichale here means he asked a question. Who the Amar Haida Machlokis? He's the one who said, who's this Machlokis going like? Ikrai Meir, he Meister Shani, he Shorim Menachos Lo Asah Klum. It was responded to him, Rabbi Yossi. I know it's a bit convoluted, but what happened was, basically what's happening is, they were just repeating what we said before. In other words, when he went down to, when Rabbi Mona went to Caesarea, and he heard Rabbi Chizkiya saying that this machlokas by Mekadosh Bechoko, Bekotchi Kotchim, or Bekotchi Mekalim, where it's about Kiddushin, he just hooked it up back to what he heard from Rabbi Yirmiyah, that there's a machlokas by Meister Shani, whether it's Momon Gavoh, Momon Hedyah, and therefore whether Masha also in terms of Demai. It's really that, just a hyper connection between our sugya and that sugya of the case of the case of Mekadosh Bechelko. Okay, so and he's repeating that Rabbi Yossi, who didn't hear who the litigants were in this machlokas, he asked the kasher who do Amar Haida machlokas, and he was inspired Ikra Meir, and he was told or by Rabbi Yirmiyahu or he himself understood, I'm not sure which one, that Ikra Meir who he Ma'aser Sheni Yisharim Menachos, but Rabbi Meir Ma'aser Sheni Yisharim Menachos, and therefore lost a lo klum in Rabbi Yehuda. If it's like Rabbi Yehuda, then Ma'aser Sheni is not like Mamon Gavah, but it belongs to you, and therefore it's loss of local. The bottom line is, therefore Mashal's also, and therefore if you did it, it's considered to be if you did take off Trumas of Maestros of Dumai from the stuff which is bought from Maestro Sheni, it is a valid transaction. So again, this is very confusing, who exactly is saying what about what, but to distill to its essence, we're saying that there's a similar machlokas by Mekadosh Bechelko B'Kodshei Kodshei, whether we regard it as being your money or being the money of God, to the machlokas which we have over here by us, by Melekuach Ma'aser Sheni, is it your money or the money of God? And just like the machlokas over there is whether you can be Mekadosh with it, here the machlokas is when he took the Kohen, or not the Kohen, the guy who bought the Maestros stuff with the Maestros Sheni money, when he takes my Maestros off that because of the my issues, is that considered to be a valid Maestro, not a valid Maestro? Okay, so that's the connection. Tani, we learned Rabbi Yehuda said back in our Mishnah, Lo Pachu Beisil El Shemen Shel Plaiton. Beisil said you don't have to take the my off of oil, it's only Plaiton fragrant oils. Bilvad. However, edible oils, you always have to take my off. Not only that, but Beisil is Mechayev with rose oil to take off t'mai. Rose oil they don't cook, they don't eat, but since it's used as perfume, as to anoint your body, so he holds that sicha is kishisio. That anointing yourself is like drinking. You know, on Yom Kippur, we're a machmir, not to anoint ourselves with oils, because anointing is like drinking. So he would hold, going to Beis Hillel, then that would be chayiv and trumus of maizis of tamay. Okay, new Mishnah. Hatamai. How many blood have we done in that Gemara so far? What? Where do we start on?
We should start on Dalet and Manal.
Yeah. So we did 1.5 so far, right?
So if we go to Drop.
Okay, let's finish the parrot. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Masnisin. Hadmai Marvinbo Mishtatfinbo. Now, this is in Yonah the Yoma in Peterson Park, especially for the way you can make an Eruv with Tamai. Now, what Eruv are you referring to? If two Jews. No, that too, actually. Truth is, you're right. Yes, it's Tchumen and Chatzeres. I don't know why I said no. It's both. Eruv Tchumen is at the end of 2000 Amos on Shabbos, you need to leave food, right, in order to walk another 2000 Amos. Chatzeres is of two or more Jews. Want to make a common domain in order to carry from one house to another. That's also called an Eruv. One is Eruv Tchumen, one is Eruv Chatzeres. So normally you have to make Eruv with substance you're allowed to eat, right? If you want to make an Eruv with certain kinds of meat under the Ashkoch of certain Rabbanim in Chicago, perhaps in other places, you couldn't use it, right?
Where would you use it?
2,000 miles away from the city.
Where?
Anywhere. Out in the field. Yeah. As long as it's there Friday night by sunset, you're okay. That's what you have to make sure. Doesn't matter. As long as it's by then there. Right. It's a rabbinic decree. It's symbolic. It's not practical. It's symbolic. Okay? So Admai Marvinbo, Mishtatfinbo, and Shitufim Mavos is the same thing as Eruv Chatzeres, except one was done in courtyards, one was done in alleys. And Mavorchin Olav, you make a bracha on it if you eat it. If you eat tevel, you don't make a bracha. You're eating it, so you're not allowed to make a bracha. But here you make a bracha if you eat it. shouldn't eat it without taking off the maizes. But if you didn't make a bracha, umazayim love, you can bench with the mezumin. Umafishin osaru, and if you're in the kitchen naked and you got to take off tamayah, you're allowed to do so. Now vada, you're not allowed to take off naked. Why is that? You have to make a bracha when you separate it. But at tamayah, you don't make a bracha. You separate it, so therefore you can take it off when you're naked, right? Umein hashmashos, erev Shabbos after dark. After sunset, before absolute nightfall, between Shki and Seis HaKochavim. What?
You cannot make an Eruv. What's the definition from Ben Ben Matalikin?
Yeah. It says there, Masakin Nesadmai. Masri Nesadmai. So this is this halacha. You have to meister d'may erev Shabbos ben hashmashos, because it's not true fixing, right? Vada, if you made meister d'may, that would be a sort of fixing and out of ben hashmashos. But this we're more lenient. Now, this halacha is going to cause us some headaches in the Gemara. Pimhikti meister sheni l'rishonim b'kach klum. Normally, you're not allowed to take off meister sheni for meister rishon. You have to take off first meister rishon, which is actually 10% of your grain, and then meister sheni, which is actually how much of your grain?
Come on.
10% of the remainder, which is 9%. So what happens if you took a Maitre Rishon, Maitre Shein for Maitre Rishon? It's very bad. You mess things up royally in that case. If it's Vadai, you're in bad shape. However, by the Maitre Rishon, you can take a Maitre Shein before Maitre Rishon. Okay? It's okay. In that case, you don't care. Says the Gemara, Shemin Shagar, the Mishnah, Shemen shagardi sach betz bosav, oil which a gardi, which a wool comber puts on his fingers. Yes. My serishon goes to Levites. Truma goes to Kohanim. But even Amaratim, even ignorant people, took off the Truma. The only thing they were suspect not to take is Meiser. Okay, which is a notch down. So, Shemen Shagari Sach Betz Bosov, oil which a comer puts on, a wool comer puts on his fingers, Chai B'dmai is Chai B'dmai. V'shas Sorek Nosei B'tzemer, however, which the carter, the person who combs the wool, puts on the wool itself, Potem in Admai, that's exempt from the Mai. And the Gemara is going to ask why. Meantime, Marfish Nosoru, you can separate it naked. Shein ton bracha, don't make a bracha on it. Ubein hashmashos, twilight. Harutinina tzavik chashego tzavik ena chashecha. Twilight is when you're not sure if it's dark or not. Tani we learned, Rav Chalafter ben Shol said, mechalni d'may b'merchotz. You can also redeem d'may in a bathhouse. Shein ton bracha, you don't make a bracha when you redeem d'may. So therefore, you can do it even when you're in a bathhouse, i.e. when you are naked, right? Havadai ton bracha. But when you redeem definite Maitzur Sheni, you do make a bracha. And you can't do that in a bathhouse. My Mavarech. Ketzer Mavarech. Oh, sorry, I skipped a few words. Rabbi Mona boy kukume Rabbi Yudon, Ketzer Mavarech. What bracha do you make? Imo you peros. If you are redeeming fruit on coins, you say Al Pidio Maitzur Sheni. Bruchat Hashem Mokeim Echlam Sheir Gashom Mitzvah Mitzvah Al Pidio Maitzur Sheni. Imo you mechomos, if you had money and you're buying them with the money crops in Yerushalayim to eat, you say Bruchat Hashem Mokeim Echlam Al Chilu Maitzur Sheni. Imiktim Sheni L'Mishon Emekach Klum. Now go back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if you give my shame for my Rishon, doesn't matter. B'sha'avar. It sounds like b'diyavet. B'sha'avar is the same thing as b'diyavat, if you did it. Ha b'tchila lo, it sounds like l'chatchila, you're not allowed to. Rabbi Ba, by the way, the next sugya is very difficult. I don't think it'll take us long, but I just want you to know, in all fairness, it is difficult. Rabbi Ba braid Rabbi Chia Barva. Rabbi Ba, the son of Rabbi Chia Barva, and Rabbi Chia B'shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Mutar Lakti Masheni L'Rishon B'dmai. It's not just B'di Evan. You're allowed to L'Chatchila. You can give Meister Sheni before Meister Rishon by the Mai. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha Baridi B'Shem Rabbi Yishuv and Levi said, Lo Yaseh. No. Like the Mishnah seems to indicate, he shouldn't do it. If he did it, it's okay. Ma'u Likva Sheni. Now that was all easy. Now Katar. Ma'u Likva Sheni B'Mokom Rishon. If you, you took a Meister Sheni of the mine. Can you now before Rishon? Can you now redeem the Sheni and use the same fruit to become your Meister Rishon? Kill two birds with one stone. Meister Rishon is not redeemable. Meister Sheni is, right? So can you redeem them? Take off Meister Sheni, redeem it, and then take Meister Rishon from the same fruit. Okay, so it's doing double duty. First was Meister Sheni, then was redeemed, then was Meister becomes Meister Rishon. Okay, good child, right? Says the Gemara again. Mao likba Sheni mamakom Rishon. Rabbi Yosef Mishol, Isla Arisa Peri. So Rabbi Yosef Mishol had such a Meister. Isla Arisa Peri is already, it's a sharecropper brought him fruit. Amar lay, so he said to sharecropper, take Vasheni. Go take a Meister Sheni for him. He made a mistake. What should he even said to do first? Take some Rishon, but he said to take Meister Sheni. Because of Amar lay, then he went and said, whoops, take Kvar Rishon. Go and take the Meister Rishon. V'chash lomar shema kovah sheni memokom Rishon. Did he tell him, but be careful, don't take the Rishon from the place you took the sheni. He didn't tell him that. Hadam Arav, from the fact he didn't warn the sharecropper not to do that, we have proof shemutar likvah sheni memokom Rishon, that you, the sheni can be redeemed and then you can use it to get the Rishon. Okay, it is a weak proof. But you yourself said, way back in Brachas, do you remember what you said? Forgot already. You show me very often things proofs not from drushes but from stories. That's right. Okay, that's the Spindelius site. You have to remember that.
Well, it's not the Maizhichaya, it's the way he did it. It's because of an oversight.
I understand. You're right. I understand. It's different even than a regular Maizhichaya Rav. But that's what's happening here. Ula Baishmo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Poter Odom is Tivlo. A person can exempt his Tevil. B'Seo Acha Shol Tevil. You have a lot of Tevil. Whatever it is. 10 buckets of Tevil. So you can take care of those 10 buckets with one other bucket of tevel. How do you do that? Ketzad osa, maybe se'achah shel tevel. You bring one bucket of tevel, v'osa sosheni, you make a ma'isa sosheni, u'poyta osa, and redeem it, v'chozer v'osa sa shumas ma'isa l'mokam acher. And then you make it ma'isa, the mefarshim say here, is it skipping a step. What you did is, you have 10 buckets of tevel. Then you take a bucket, you make it Meister Sheni, you redeem it, then you make that self same bucket with 10% and 10%, because the same grain which you took of Meister Sheni, you're taking off as Meister Rishon afterwards, right? And a tenth of that is going to the Kohen, okay? Because of Nachas Ula Tamon, did I skip anything? No, right? Nachasul Taman Ula went down to there to Bavel. Ram Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yochan, Sene Rabbi Yochan, Rechavani Love, and they ganged up against it. Oh boy, were they upset with this halacha. Hasib Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asked the Kasha, he asked Ula Kasha, he asked him, for Masisa Pliga, doesn't the Brisa argue? What does the Brisa say? Brisa says, Hayul fun of Steikha Kolosul Teva. A person had in front of him two buckets of tevel. Okay, two buckets. V'tani Olo, and it says over there, I hope I don't get this wrong. Okay, this is kind of complicated. V'tani Olo, it says over there, Noito mina shnia shnei teinim, v'shnei yisurim, you take from bucket number two figs, which is your truma gedoyla, that's your regular truma, and two tenths. One tenth for Meister Rishon and one tenth of Meister Sheni. V'isur shel Isser, and from those two tenths you take a tenth of a tenth for Trumas Meister. Okay? V'yito shnei te'enim,
V'yaso some sheni. So ask the Gemara, according to you, Ula, Rav Sheshes asked, according to Ula, so take, instead of doing it this way, if you want to do this as compactly and as concisely as possible, I have a different answer for you. What should you do? I'll tell you what you should do. You should take two tainim, those two figs, v'yaso some sheni, and make them meiser sheni, v'yivta, and then redeem them, v'yachso v'yasim trumas meiser mokamacher. In other words, I'm sorry, I mispunctuated. V'yito shnei tainim, lake and tainim, take the two figs as truma, and then yaso some sheni, let them take meiser sheni, v'yivta, and redeem it, v'yachso v'yasim trumas meiser mokamacher, and then take the self same grain and make it meiser sheni afterwards, meiser risha. In other words, if this is true, that which we said on the previously, that you can take Maaser Sheni and make a Maaser Rishon, and now in these two buckets of Tevel, you're trying to make tell us the most concise and compact way to take of Trumas and Maasers, so tell it to me in the most compact way, which is two figs and a tenth. Not two figs and two tenths, but two figs and one tenth. Two figs for the truma, one tenth, which you first make Maaser Sheni, then redeem it, and then make Maaser Rishon. That's the most compact way to take off trumas and maaseros, not the way you described it.
Where does Maaser Sheni come from? You don't have the Maaser Sheni. You've redeemed it.
Take Maaser Sheni first, then redeem it. We're assuming here, this is according to the opinion that you can do the chatchila. According to the opinion you can do by the Maya, at least you can do the chatchila, right? According to that opinion. So instead, again, if you want to tell me the most compact way to do it, this is the most compact way to do it, right? Take two figs and a tenth. Not two figs and two tenths, right? That's his kasha, right? It must be. Since the Bryson doesn't say to do that, that you can't take Maaser Sheni, redeem it, and make Maaser Rishon. It's attacking Ula. Since the Bryson didn't give us such a possibility, it must be you can't do this. That's his caution. Rabbi Mona made the question the question against Ula even stronger. He says, V'ein Sheni Shebrishoina Tova L'Rishon Shebishniya. Isn't the sheni in the rishoina? Now I'm sure I'm going to get this wrong. Let me see if I can get this right. This is complicated. This is very tricky. He says, maybe you'll say like this. Partial answer. Maybe you Ula will answer. This price is talking about where it's vada. Because where do we say you can take off sheni before rishon? Only by the mind. You can't do by vada. So maybe this price is tied by Vaday. And by Vaday, we don't allow you to take off Sheni before Rishon. Maybe it's a simple answer, right? And it says here, in fact, right, Vaday, right? So how do we know it's Vaday? It says here, take off Trumas, Truma Gedoyla. So it says here, take off, if you're taking off two Kutainim as Truma, so it sounds like it's Vaday for sure. Because otherwise, you wouldn't be taking off Truma. So it says the Gemara. No. No, I better look at this first before I say it over. Just a second. Yeah. Okay. I really need to draw here. I don't want to be faithful. Look what he's doing. Here's a bucket and here's a bucket. This is Tevel and this is Tevel, right? So how's he doing it? What he's doing is, the Gemara is assuming he's taking two tenths. Imagine that that's tenths, not drawn to scale, and two tenths. He's saying meiser of this and this, and meiser of this and this. What's happening here?
What's that accomplishing?
What?
What's it accomplishing?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. You say Meister of this in here, right? Okay, in other words, this should be...
Oh, let me draw it again.
Saying here, the Meister in one bucket should be for the other bucket as well, right? Right? So in this case, he's taking Meister Sheni on this bucket before he's taking Meister Rishon on it itself. In other words, what you're saying, first I took off, this is number one, this is Meister Rishon, right? I took off Meister Rishon from here. From here, on here. Before I take off Meister Rishon on it itself, I take off Meister Sheni from here, on here. So what am I doing? This must be talking about my, because it was talking about Vadai. Before I went to number two, I would have to take off another time number one on this itself, right? So if I could take off two on the other bucket before I take off one on itself, it must be that I'm talking about a case where it's the my, and that's why I can go to two on here before having done one on it itself. And if that's the case, we see that even by Tamai, we're allowed to take off two before one. You're not allowed to take the same measure for both two and then one, for both first for two and then for one. Again, the assumption is to take from one bucket on the other. And before proceeding to Meister Sheni on the other bucket, I should have to take off Meister Rishon on the bucket I'm dealing with. If I don't have to take off Meister Rishon on the bucket I'm dealing with before proceeding to Meister Sheni on the other bucket, it must be by definition that I'm talking about Meister Sheni of a Meister of Demai. And nonetheless, the Brisa doesn't give me the Eitzah of taking Meister Sheni, redeeming it, and then taking Meister Rishon. So it must be that Ula's wrong. Okay, the Amar Abimana, let's see if we can see to make that fit inside. Armana, the Ein V'Sheni, the Ein Sheni Shabarishoina, isn't the Sheni Shabarishoina, no, don't take it back in. Isn't the Sheni Shabarishoina, no, it's good, but I want to show it. This isn't the Sheni for the Rishona. Tavul still tevel vis-a-vis the Rishon Shebishnia. In other words, before I can take off the Sheni Shebishnia, I have to take off the Rishon Shebishnia. So if I don't have to, it must be talking about the Mai. It's talking about the Mai. And nonetheless, Ula's Eitzah is not given, so I can't take Sheni and then do Rishon afterwards. It must be Ula's wrong. Rabbi Chanina said, Tamon kri shutayva l'rishon l'sheni. Now, Ula says it's different. Over there, it's a kri. I'm not sure exactly how to read this, to be honest with you, but I'm going to try anyway. Of course, I don't have a choice. Here, where the let me just make sure I'm going to say it right. Yeah. Tamon krishu tevel rishu sheni. In the case of Tamon, it means there, but we're really talking about here, the case of Ula. The case of Ula, where you have the grain of the Mai, you want to make it Rishon and Sheni, so you want to you make it sequentially. First, it's Tovul for Rishon for Sheni. You make first Sheni, and then you go back and make it Rishon. Okay, you can make the same grain for Sheni and then Rishon. Bram Hacha, but here in the case of the two buckets, Sheni Sheniskan Machmas Rishon, and Choyzev Osasor Rishon, you want to say the same thing, they want to make it simultaneous. And it means the Sheni, which is going to, this Miser Sheni, is going to be, you're going to make it simultaneous in the same statement. How are you going to make it sequential in that case? In other words, the statement which he makes in that case, in that Brisa, is, the my Brisa says, meaning that he's doing everything simultaneously. He's expressing it simultaneously. He's doing it simultaneously. There, it's not consecutive. So what I guess it boils down to is that it depends. In the case of Uli, you're doing sequentially. First you take off the Maaser Rishon, then you're taking off the Maaser Sheni, redeeming, then you take the Maaser Rishon. That's where that works. Here in the Brisa, we weren't entertaining the thought of doing things in sequence. We rather were dealing with how to do it in a concise fashion simultaneously. Simultaneous, then you have to take off Rishon and Sheni separately, because there's no time to take off the Sheni, redeem it, and then go back to the Rishon. So that's what I think the pshat is. Again, I'm not 100% clear. I don't know if that's exactly the pshat, but I think that's what we're trying to say. There's between simultaneous and consecutive. In any event, be that as it may, that's the end of that sugya. Let's go on to the next sugya. Shemen shagardi tzach betzbo. So we said oil which a gardi, an oil which a guardi puts on the guy who combs the wool. So he puts on his fingers chayv d'mai. Masha sorek, that which the weaver, those in b'tzemer, puts on the wool itself, part of the is exempt from d'mai. Ma bin zel zeh, what's the truth in that? Zeh al gav gufa batel. Here, by the case of the sower, the owner, the gardi, he puts it on his fingers. So it puts on his fingers, it's sicha. Zeh, the other case, al gav tzemer ubatel. He puts it not on his fingers, the weaver rather puts it on the wool, and therefore therefore in that case, he has to take myself separately. You know what? Let's just go another 5 minutes, because we can do normal in another 5 minutes. Okay? Let's just start the second parak. We're so far behind. We're a week behind, because we missed 3 days last week. Eilu dvarim ani sasin dvai. Read the next paragraph. We just gained an omen, if you know, because the whole omen base is all ribas, right? Eilu dvarim ani sasin dvai b'chol makom. These things you have to take off dvai everywhere. Now, everywhere, the Gemara assumes means even the chutz, the assumption is even the chutz laretz, right? That's the Pashim shot, okay? Why? Because it's too similar to Furun Eretz Yisrael. Hatzveilo, prestate, vatmorim, loose states, vacharuvim, carob, vorez, rice, vacamon, kimmel, it's rye seeds, vorez, shabchutz laretz. However, the rice in chutz laretz, which is, you know, it's like, it looks different. So, kol mishar shen pot, you don't have to take out the mai from it, because everybody knows that's chutz laretz type rice. You know, it's like browner rice or different type of rice, so that's exempt. Tamatin, we learned over there. Shum bal bechi. The garlic of bal bechi. It's a garlic from a certain place. Ubatso shel richba, onion from richba. Ugrisin al kilkilin. A certain type of legume from kilkilin. Fadoshim mitzios and Egyptian lentils. Haminim alolu, these types, Ayadeshi Yeshka Yitzhaban Eretz Yisrael, since there are similar, but not the same, in Eretz Yisrael, Tzorcham Lutem Lem Simen, Chachomim had to tell you, there are two types of onions, there are two types of garlic. They have to tell you, there's shum and there's shum shel bal bechi. There's batzel and there's batzel shel richba. They have to give you a simen. So no, the shum in Eretz Yisrael is chayev and dmai, shum of bal bechi is not. And so on and so forth. Avol ha'altsirin, va'pastikin, pastikin I think of pistachio nuts. Va'alaistrubalin, ayideh she'enka yitzben b'Eretz Yisrael, lo tzorch lo tzichol etzem lam simen. When they could exempt them from dmai, They just exempt them without giving any additional sign, because everybody knows these things only grow in Chutzlars. They don't grow in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Avin said, Hoda masnisa chilufa. Our Mishnah is the exact opposite. Chilva minima elu. When it says here that these types are chayv in Eretz Yisrael, don't think it's like we learned when we learned the Mishnah. When we learned the Mishnah, we thought because you have to do them in Chutz Laretz also because they're so similar to the types you have in Eretz Yisrael. So that's where, no, that's not the Pshat. Or at least says Rabbi Yovan, it's not the Pshat. Rabbi Yovan says, Harem Asnis Chuv is the exact opposite. Chiv Aminim Aelu. Why is there no Simon mentioned by these cases in our Mishnah? Dveilot, Tzmarim, Charuvin, they're just generic. You know why? They don't grow in Chutz Laretz. It's not Bechol Mokom means even in Chutz Laretz, because they're similar to Eretz Yisrael. No, they don't grow Bechol Mokom. If you find them, they're from Eretz Yisrael. You understand? It's not that we made Exeter in Chutz Laretz. The carobs which grow in Chutz Laretz, you have to meister because of carobs in Eretz Yisrael. Carobs don't grow in Chutz Laretz. If you find a carob, it's Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if it's true altogether, but you know, if you find dates in California, but if you in the area around Eretz Yisrael, so they were muchzak from Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the three categories of fruit: the fruit which only grows in Chutz Laretz, you don't need a simen. Fruit in Eretz Yisrael, you don't need a simen. Fruit which has some types which grow in Eretz Yisrael and some types which grows in Chutz Laretz, there they had to give a simen, the which ones grow in Chutz Laretz, Shum Shal Baal Bechi, and so on and so forth. Okay? So says the Gemara, is that true? Vod Veil Beboitzra, their prestates in Boitzra, Shrikoi. They're worn down. They're not as nice. For Tamar of Alexandria, the dates in Alexandria, the Kikunin, and they're thin ones. For Choru Bibotzra, the carobs in Botzra, also Shrikoi, they're worn down ones. I went back. Sorry. For Choru Bibiari, there's Choru Biari, Gidurava, they're stunted. Vores Bechuta, there's Rice Bechuta, it should be Achsaru Sumaku. It's either red or it's lousy, whatever. For Common Bekifrus, hi, there's Kimmel in Cyprus. Akumu, it's twisted. So Zionist Gemara, right? All right, Rav Lezer said, Lo Shana Elokim. It says better fruits grows in Israel. Amar Rav Lezer, Lo Shana Elokim. Now here it's very important. You saw it here. Amr Rabbi Lezer Lo Shana, and here the gears is wrong in your Gemaras. Lo Shana Lokech Mina Yisroel. If you buy Demai in Eretz Yisrael from a Jew, you're Chayv in Demai. Avon Lokech Mina Goy Demai. If you buy Mina a Goy. I'm sorry. Lokech Mina Goy Vadai. Lokech mina goy vadai. He changed gears all together. Let me go back and read again. Rabbi Lezer shana elokech mina Yisrael demai. Avolokech mina goy vadai. If you buy grain in Eretz Yisrael from a Jew, then it's demai. If you buy it from a goy, it's vadai. Now it's going to opinion that produce of goyim grown in Eretz Yisrael is not exempt from trumas and maizros. So going to that opinion, if you buy it from a Jew, so it's demai, maybe you meistered it. If you buy it from a goy, obviously, it's vadai, you definitely didn't meister it, right? Rabbi Yochanan, lo shani yelokech miyisroel. Lo shani, Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't make a difference. Lo shani yelokech miyisroel yelokech minakum, whether you buy it from a Jew or from a goy, demai. In both cases, demai, it's not vadai. Why? Because maybe the goy bought it, The guy is a retailer. He bought it from the wholesaler. Who's the wholesaler? Ayid, and maybe he took off Truma Samaitis, right? Rabbi Lezer Savar Meima Rover. What's the machlokas? Rabbi Lezer Savar Meima Rover Eretz Yisrael Nesuna Biyad Akul. Rabbi Lezer holds most of Eretz Yisrael is by goyim. So therefore, if the guy has it, he certainly got it from other goyim, and therefore it's vaday. Rabbi Lezer Savar Meima. It's mostly Jewish, and therefore, even if you get for goy, maybe it came from a Jew. Vafil Yisbar Rabbi Lazar Krabi Yechlan Rover to son Nisuna Biad Yisrael. And the truth is, maybe even Rabbi Lazar agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that Rover to is given over to Jews, and the Jews do take off Trumus from Isrus. Nonetheless, Rabbi Lazar is so chash lemiut, that was afraid that maybe this came, Rabbi Lazar's machmir, that maybe that which the goy is selling came from a goyish resource, and therefore if a goy is selling it, he regards it as vadai. All right, we'll stop here for today. Tomorrow we'll go on with this machlokas. Because what they sent to Chutzlarts is vaday. It's vaday. In Eretz Yisrael, though, all stuff which goes to Tznuva has the din of Demai, because they try and take off as much Shumas and Mice as they can. The question is whether the Ashkoch is sufficient to rely on. So it's certainly no less. What, the Shumas and Mice? They don't give it to anybody. They just take it off. But they don't, it's considered to be rectified, and even it's just taken off, even if it's not given to the recipient. They only have to take off a very small amount. 2% for truma, a small amashu for truma, and 1/100th for truma's meiser. The rest of the meiser you have to designate, but you don't have to take off. And meiser sheni redeem, you throw it out. You know, throw it out.
My daughter says not to buy truma because they don't.
No, you're not supposed to use the milk. You're not supposed to use it. Could be because of Arlo also. There's all sorts of problems. Don't eat fruit if you live in Israel. Only bread.
Dairy products.
Yeah. No, the dairy products.